The Truth News Network. In a world where politics are so complex, so convoluted, you can't tell the players without a scorecard, here's the question of the age. Is it more worrisome that Joe Biden has caches of confidential documents locked up in his garage, or that he has access to the keys to a Corvette? These and other questions answered by your Doctor of Truth, Dan Newman.
Well, wait a minute. I don't know about that Corvette thing. I got to be honest with you, though. I would not want to be on the same road with President Biden when he's driving that Corvette or any car. Hey there. I just wanted to kind of make a smooth transition into this very important segment of our Tuesday shows. Steve Baker, our guy in Washington, D.C., about pretty much everything, especially the January 6th stuff. And as you probably know, last night, Tucker Carlson threw a grenade into the mainstream media perspectives that they've painted for all of us now for 3 years about the January 6th debacle, the insurrection. Steve Baker was there. I'm going to just jump right into the January 6th stuff. For, I guess, about a year, you've come on at the top of our second hour on Tuesday and talked about principally the January 6th stuff and this bombshell of video that was turned over to Fox News' Tucker Carlson and his investigative team by House Speaker Kevin McCarthy. That very act, I mean, it put crazy people. It gave them new life to go out and scream and holler. And as we expected, we knew it was going to eventually be put into the public purview. And that happened last night with Tucker Carlson. Give me your thoughts as this process of unveiling these videos to the American people, as it has begun.
Dan, as I mentioned to you a couple of weeks ago, I still am in disagreement with Speaker McCarthy exclusively granting the right of access to this video to only one source. In fact, I think that this should have been put up on a public server and that thousands and thousands, if not millions of Americans should have had the ability to start sifting through it at their will. That video is paid for by the American public. It is video of the property that is paid for by the American public through its taxes. And there is absolutely contrary to the assertions made by certain individuals in the Capitol. There is nothing to be concerned about related to quote unquote national security. The mainstream press has had a coalition for 2 years now that has actively managed to get the release of a lot of the video that they've used. In fact, my own videos have been used in the HBO documentary, New York Times documentary, Epic Times documentary, and included in those documentaries, other than the little small segments of my videos that they've used, were you know, an unbelievable amount of closed circuit television from the Capitol. Well, they didn't acquire that without permission of the Capitol Police and the powers therein. And so the point being is all of the major egress points, all of the quote unquote escape routes, all of the sensitive areas of the Capitol can be seen, Dan, by just, you know, a Google search. This is not an unknown building. There are thousands and thousands of maps online you can get and acquire of the Capitol. Now, we don't know what's going on down in the tunnels necessarily, because there are secret passages down there, and those don't have closed circuit television cameras on them anyway. So it doesn't matter what was happening down there, and it doesn't matter. And sure, absolutely, the Congress members, in the event of an emergency, need an escape plan and an escape route, and Al-Qaeda and ISIS, the three percenters or Antifa, none of them need to know where those escape routes are, or any other narrative wells for that matter. But the point being is that this continued line that there's some sort of a security risk to releasing all this video is absolutely wrong. So I believe that it should have been released to the entire American public. But that said, as I mentioned a couple of weeks ago, I also don't fault Tucker for being the kingpin that he is right now. He is the biggest and has the largest bullhorn on the right at the moment. And it makes sense that if McCarthy is going to do that, well, then Tucker's the guy. And God bless him for being in the catbird seat at the time that this was made available. And he's able to take advantage of it.
I think the thing about it going to Tucker Carlson, and by the way, I got to tell you, I disagree with that. And I told you that a couple of weeks ago. I was told why it went to Tucker Carlson, and it basically went there to ensure that it got out unedited so that the American people could see the real version. Now, in the trials that you sat in, you saw some of that same video that are depicted on this show with Tucker, the one last night, as a matter of fact. And some of the stuff you saw had been heavily edited by the government to portray a picture of the people that went into the Capitol as being insurrectionist. Of course, we know there was no insurrection. It would have been a stupid thing to have an organized insurrection and nobody had a gun. I mean, come on now. So we know, but now we're seeing what we've known all along. How do you think this thing is going to go? How do you think it's going to go?
Yeah. Well, let's go to the videotape, as they used to say in sports, right? The bottom line is that the three major segments that Tucker concentrated on last night is just a fraction of what is available. I've seen better, and I hope that he gets to it. But as you can imagine, last night, my phone, my messages, all of my DMs, as the kids call it today, were, you know, just filling up and ringing off the wall, and people wanting to know my thoughts on Tucker's revelations last night. And I have consistently told everyone that I think that the most significant moment of all, and Tucker did a fantastic job driving this point home, is the actual video of the Senator Josh Hawley moment where he's running, you know, through a hallway there, and the CCTV catches him in full sprint. Well, when they presented that video to the House Select Committee, Pelosi's version of the House Select Committee, then everybody in the entire room laughed. I don't know if you remember that or not. They chuckled. And actually, Tucker showed that last night, that the room was laughing at, you know, lanky, tall Josh Hawley, you know, sprinting through the Capitol as if he was running scared from something. When in reality, what happened in that particular event was, is he was on the trailing line of dozens of Congress members running that direction as they were being directed in that along that escape route, which, by the way, had been secured for them by who is going to be featured on Tucker's show tonight. We can get into that in a moment, because that's something that I was involved with Tucker's producers. But the point being is that escape plan, that escape route, was the one that was designed for them to get out, for Congress members and senators to get out. And he was simply joining the rest of them, but that because they selectively edited that one clip of only him, it looks like he's a scared little boy running for his life, you know, big bad Republican, but he's really just scared of his own people coming into the building. That's the way they presented it for months and months and months. And then, as I said, they played it in the committee itself on national television, highly edited for, you know, Hollywood produced 2-hour, you know, film special of the January 6th riots that they were allegedly presenting the facts to the American people. And it was just a, it literally was that. It was actually a Hollywood production. And so when we saw it all there, everybody snickered about it. And then Josh Hawley became an internet meme for months as a result of that little video clip. But if you remember, and I think I've mentioned this on the air here with you a couple of times before, after January 6th, I developed a new life axiom. And my new life axiom is, I'll never again trust anything that I don't see with my own eyes. And the reason I say that is because after January 6th, when I went home and then started doing the frame by frame consulting of my own videotape, I'm like, wow, what is that? And video itself has caused me to change my mind on many specific aspects about January 6th. I've flip-flopped 180 degrees on more than one subject or topic related to J6. And so that's a result of getting new video evidence. But now I have to basically alter my axiom to say that, you know, yeah, consult the videotape, but then you got to find out what was before the segment you saw, what was after the segment you saw, because the way the video is edited shapes what people perceive to be the truth or not. And that's a perfect example. And then what Tucker did so well with it is he brutally called out the January 6th committee for being purveyors of lies and disinformation in the process of this, over and over and over again in the 30, 40 or so minutes that he dedicated to this video last night on his program. He called them flat out for what they are. They're liars. And I got to tell you, Dan, after when we teased the opening here at the beginning of your show today, and when I said I've been up all night, I have, because I couldn't go to sleep after watching his segment last night, because I've never felt so vindicated in my life, as you know, in my own stories, my own reporting about the House Select Committee and about so much more that the government has rolled out in these trials, the Department of Justice, the judges. I have been personal, firsthand witness, not secondhand, not, you know, reading it on Twitter or Facebook or you know, a Reddit, you know, thread or something like that. I have been there and I have witnessed the lies with my own eyes, my own ears, and in person. And I have reported on them on the spot in the moment when they were taking place. And to have Tucker so artfully and brutally bring this to the Americans' attention, I felt vindicated last night.
What we've been watching for 3 years now and hearing has been just one thing: symbolism over substance. And we're going to take a quick break here. On the other side of this break, I want to get your opinion on, is there any substance? And if not, what the heck and what purpose are those on the left doing this and have been doing it for 3 years? You think about that, and we'll be back in 2 minutes. And Steve Baker's going to give us the facts.
How hard is it to unlock your car? Not hard. How hard is it to shut your car door? Not hard. How hard is it to start your car? Not hard. How hard is it to put your seatbelt on? People are still dying in car accidents because they were not wearing a seatbelt, which is stupid because it's not that hard. Smarten up, buckle up. Think road safety. A message from the Government of South Australia.
Biggie bag, huh?
It's new from Wendy's. It's everything you ever wanted for just $5.
Everything I ever wanted?
Wendy's bacon double stack, 4 nuggets, fries, a drink, and the spelling bee medal you lost in second grade because you couldn't spell soliloquy.
It really is everything I ever wanted.
Get a bacon double stack with a quarter pound of fresh beef, nuggets, fries, and a drink for just $5. Wendy's Biggie Bag is everything you ever wanted.
Sorry, I'm going to need all that back.
Really?
DesMoinesHelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, we need to talk about your sick days.
What seems to be the problem, Mr. Employee of the Month?
Last week you were out all 5 days.
I was sick. Thanks for checking in.
You posted on social media that you were at a comedy club on Monday.
Laughter is the best medicine.
An outdoor barbecue on Tuesday.
Feed a cold, starve a fever, or whichever one needs to be fed. That's the one I had.
Okay, Wednesday you took a selfie, hashtag faking sick.
That was supposed to say freaking sick.
Thursday you were at an amusement park.
Somebody stole my phone.
They stole your phone and uploaded photos of you at an amusement park.
Yes, fake news.
Friday, you tailgated in the employee parking lot.
Friday's basically the weekend. Everyone knows that.
If you don't mind hiring Daves, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more employees of the month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs.
We don't discriminate against people named Dave. Dave is a common name, fun to say, and so we're using it as a catch-all for lackluster employees everywhere. Please don't write us to tell us you were insulted by this ad. That would be a real Dave move, Dave.
The Truth and Dan Newman goes together like beans and rice, brats and kraut, you and the future. TNN, the Truth News Network.
By the way, before we get back into it with Steve Baker, let me tell you, as Tucker Carlson releases the video from January 6th, it's going to be on every day, I'm pretty sure. We will play that video in full in our TNN Live download at our website each day, right after this show. This show will be put, or this chapter will be available for you to listen to or download at truthnewsnet.org, truthnewsnet.org. And we are going to, as a matter of fact, today, you heard the audio of that Tucker Carlson video that went up last night. You're going to be able to see it, no cost. You'll just go to truthnewsnet.org and you'll be able to see it there. Back with Steve Baker. Steve, you've had 2.5-3 minutes to analyze it. Where, where do you think this is going? What is going to happen? Is anything, any accountability whatsoever, going to be meted out to the wrongdoers, the real wrongdoers? And as you've told us again and again, there were some really bad people in Washington, D.C. that day, and a lot of people that need to pay for their actions. Of course, caught up in it at all are a bunch of people that were just there because somebody waved them into the Capitol, and many of those have already been prosecuted and have had to cut deals with the government to keep from going to jail, even if they would go to jail. What do you think is going to happen on the other side of this?
Well, your setup there could take 3 hours to answer.
You only have about 10 minutes.
Yeah, thanks a lot for that.
So do a 3-hour show in 10 minutes.
I'm going to process all of this right now and pull out the best stuff as I can. But the reality is that what we're seeing right now, because your first question is what will be done? Will there be a fix? You know, is somebody going to ride in on their white horse and their white, you know, cowboy hat and make all of this right? I don't know, because right now the left is in defense mode. They're in panic mode. It's a wonderful thing to watch. I mean, even Senator Chuck Schumer is, you know, standing before the cameras this morning on the Senate floor condemning Tucker Carlson's release of these tapes. And I haven't been able to watch or listen to what Schumer is saying yet. I'm just seeing it, you know, in the background. But the point being is that I spent most of the night last night reading and seeing the reaction that was happening from the other side of the press, which is something that I want to do on a daily basis anyway. And because I've developed relationships with some of these guys. In fact, before the Tucker video even came out yesterday, Ryan Riley from NBC News called me. We had about an hour conversation yesterday afternoon. 99% of that was off the record, so I can't talk about it there. But the point being is that the reason why these guys have any interest in little old me at all is they know that I've been in the middle of this thing. And they also know that I've seen things they haven't seen themselves, despite the power and the size of their news organizations, because I've worked directly with some of these defense teams and have signed the necessary legal documents to be privy to some of this information. They like calling me and kind of getting my feel for what's going on. But I will tell you this, Dan, is that there is so much work to be done to undo all of the damage of the disinformation that has been put out by the mainstream press and by the Democratic Party, by those on the left, who I believe set up January 6th to be what it ultimately came up to be, as it eventually unfolded. But so pervasive is the disinformation, and there, you know, there's a difference between misinformation and disinformation. Misinformation is easy to define because it's basically a mistake. You say something that you got wrong, right? But disinformation is something you did and said on purpose to deceive. Disinformation to deceive the American public. And so pervasive has the disinformation been for the last 2 years that I can't give you a better example than this. On the first anniversary of January 6th, I was in D.C. for the full week of all of the festivities and the commemorative events that Nancy Pelosi set up. And I was interviewed by Russian television, French television, Newsmax, British television. But the Good Morning Britain reporter revealed to me how successfully the mind-altering brainwashing had been done on the public when she said in the opening of her piece before she introduced me, she was standing in the very Capitol hallway inside, where right in front of that very first window that was breached at 2:13 p.m. on Wednesday, January 6, 2021. She's standing there with her microphone and in all of her drama, and she says, and I quote, "It's pretty much back to normal. You can no longer see the bullet holes." That's what the Good Morning Britain reporter said before she introduces me.
The only bullet holes that could have been there were the ones that pierced Ashley Babbitt's neck and maybe went into the wall. That was done by a Capitol policeman. There were no guns in a completely different part of the building. Yeah.
Right. In a completely different part of the other side of the building, as a matter of fact. And the point being is, so successful has been this dissemination of purposeful disinformation that even last night, Dan, in my Twitter feed, I read from somebody on the other side of the aisle who said, and I quote, "Dozens of police officers were killed that day." How did they even come up with this?
Well, it's real simple. It doesn't matter. Symbolism over substance. It's not about what really happened. It's how we can portray it so we can use it against people who we don't like. Let me ask you this. There is one person who hadn't been active in any of this. And I personally think, when I ask you where this is going, here's my opinion, and I'll let you pontificate for a few moments on your opinion as it pertains to mine. But I think, and I feel strongly, even now, as more and more evidence comes out, the whole purpose was to keep Donald Trump from ever being able to participate in any office in the federal government. They were so, and still are so, in my opinion, petrified about Trump policies being back in the White House, about, you know, doing the nasty thing, enforcing laws and holding people accountable for things that they do and things that they don't do. Now, why do I feel that way? Because I can't come up with any other reason other than that's a fly in the ointment of the overall push to give, finally, the federal government total control of everything. And Donald Trump is the Grinch in that whole process. And he just comes out and calls a spade a spade. That's not acceptable in Washington, D.C. And so they've got to stop it before they lose their control. Your thoughts?
January 6th had three goals. And when I say three goals for January 6th, and I say this by those who, in fact, manipulated the events to occur as they eventually unfolded. The first goal you stated already. Yes, they already had defeated him in however you feel about the election in November 2020, just a few months before. So that defeat had already taken place. There had already been an impeachment process. They wanted another one, and they successfully managed and engineered that into place too, because, as you said, they did not want him on a national political stage ever again. They wanted to take away his legal right to do so, and they felt that they could accomplish that with either an impeachment or with the subsequent indictments that they hope to eventually bring against him to keep him from out of this coming 2024 election cycle. That's goal number one. Goal number two was Nancy Pelosi's stated over and over and over again, and I quote, I don't even have to look at this, I don't have to read it, I have this burned into my brain, the week of the first anniversary of that event, when she started the process of beginning to announce the House Select Committee and all of the things that were going to take place in the investigation, she said, and I quote, "We must establish and preserve the narrative of January 6th. Listen to what she said one more time. Our goal is to establish and preserve the narrative of January 6th. First goal was to establish the narrative and then preserve it. And that is the first thing that I wrote, Dan, in my initial long articles that I wrote about January 6th was I said that never had there ever been in the history of this republic a more successful capturing of the narrative, which was able to paint literally half of the entire nation. Half of the nation was able to be successfully tarnished, painted, and tagged as domestic terrorists, extremists, white nationalists, racists, homophobes, bigots, blah, 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 all because of January 6th. If ever they got that label to stick harder than they ever had before, it was as a result of that day. But then the third goal, and not many people talk about this except yours truly, is the third goal of that day was, and the reason why I have focused so much on the Capitol Police is because I was there looking them in the eyes. I saw the fear. I saw the terror in the eyes. I knew in my gut, I knew that day that they were set up, that this, they did not know this was coming. And I also believed, and I wrote this in February 24th on my blog that I published February 24th, just 6 weeks after that day, I said that I believed that when those Capitol Police were set up for the fall as sacrificial pawns, that the powers that be who manipulated this event into existence believed that these MAGA guys were going to show up fully armed, concealed carry or whatever, and that there was going to be a shootout at the OK Corral, and that as a result of some law enforcement officers being sacrificed on the altar of progressive liberalism, that that would have been the end of the Second Amendment in this country had that taken place. And we are so fortunate. Thank God that it did not happen that day. The only shot fired was, in fact, by a Capitol Police officer, the one that killed Ashley Babbitt. And thank God none of those rioters, none of those protesters, call them what you want to call them, use a weapon of that type against any of those law enforcement officers that day. Or I'm telling you, we would have lost the Second Amendment. Now, before I dive off of talking about the Capitol Police, we teased those at the beginning of your show today and said that Tucker's show tonight is going to be pretty significant, because, at least significant to me, because for those that are familiar with the series that I have been writing about the Capitol Police, and thank you for publishing those on your own website, is that Tucker's show tonight is, in fact, the story of Lieutenant Tarik Johnson, which is the story that I gave his producers. His producers called me right after they had secured permission from the Speaker of the House to look at this unreleased video, and they asked me specifically what should we be looking at, and this was the first story that I gave them. And as a result of that, they flew Tarik down to his studios in Florida this past weekend, and they filmed a segment with him. I had no idea. Lieutenant Johnson won't even tell me, even though I'm having dinner with him in D.C. tomorrow night. He still won't tell me exactly what the gist or the flow or what's going to be revealed tonight as a result of that. But Tucker promoted tonight's segment really hard on his show last night. So I'm very excited to see how he rolls out and presents Lieutenant Johnson, who I think was the hero of that day. And yet, as we know, the media tarnished him and presented him 180 degrees out of phase. But the point being is I'm very excited for this this man's life to hopefully be turned around now after having been ruined as a result of his heroic actions on January 6th.
One thought before we get your closing information for our audience to be able to get your products and get them daily. I read your stuff all the time, and it's incredible. But one thought. Do you think that the wrongdoers, the real wrongdoers in all of this, and we could spend another 30 minutes talking about who that would be, but do you think any of these people will ever pay for what they did that day? And subsequently, and I'm talking about portraying things on national television, a executive producer that actually put together the January 6th hearings to to make a documentary out of it. And it wasn't, in many cases, it wasn't a truthful portrayal of what happened. Will there be any accountability?
Dan, you know that I want accountability for these lies and for the constant push of disinformation out on the American people as a result of this event. And especially I want accountability. I'm sorry, I'm being interrupted right now by Alan Fuhrer from the New York Times. He's actually messaging me. So I don't know if he's listening to us or not, because I'm not going to read his messages, but it keeps popping up on my screen. He probably is, because I announced it on Twitter that we were going to be talking about this today. But as much as I want this accountability I want justice enacted, but more than anything, I want accountability to the people for those whose lives have been ruined, those whose lives have been destroyed as a result of these malicious, vindictive, and in fact, false prosecutions. There are people not only sitting in prison today who have not even yet seen a trial because for over 2 years, so much for swift justice, a lot of that having to do with the fact that the defense teams couldn't get their hands on this evidence to begin with. And then in addition to that, these others who have taken even plea deals, Dan, have had their lives ruined. I mean, simple plea deals, and they've lost their livelihood. They've lost their pensions. They've lost their careers. They've lost relationships with their families as a result of just being an accidental tourist, as I like to refer to those who were just caught up in the moment and walked through the Capitol carrying a flag and did no violence, no damage of any kind. But their lives have been destroyed as a result of this. I want justice. And yeah, that's going to take someone being held accountable. But your question is, will they be? I can only say that under the present current makeup of this government, they will not be. And I don't know what's going to happen in 2024, but elections matter. And we still have our vote. I still have my MacBook Pro keyboard to complain and exercise my First Amendment right related to all of these things. But I don't see any accountability right now. We're going to have to do something drastically as an American people to make that happen.
I must be honest, I concur with that myself. And that, it just encourages people like you and me to keep exposing not just the bad, but the good. Give people the whole story, not just pick and choose for political purposes little bits and pieces of what we want Americans to see and here. Steve, thank you for what you do. Thank you for coming here. As you know, you're welcome anytime. Now tell our audience how to access all of the things that you're publishing.
Well, in addition, as I said earlier, to thanking you for publishing and reposting many of the articles that I've written about this on your own website, I have my own blog, and I need everybody to go over there and sign on. You can subscribe for free at thepragmaticconstitutionalist.locals.com. Or if it's easier for you to remember and write down, all you have to look for is TPC4USA.com. TPC, the number 4, USA. And by the way, you can basically type in at TPC4USA or TPC4USA on any Google internet search, and it'll take you to everywhere. It'll at TPC4USA. It's also my Twitter handle. It's how you find my Facebook page, where we have our largest following still, despite Facebook's shadow banning and reach restrictions. We still are growing there. I don't know how, but we are. And but more importantly, I think that you should join us over on Locals, our Locals community. It's free to subscribe there as a read-only member, but as you know, it's expensive to do the things that we do. And even though every time I bring this up, somebody online, somebody on Twitter is going to call me a grifter, but you know, things cost money, and I'm headed back to DC again tomorrow. And to be there just for a few days is incredibly expensive. And all of this is paid for out of my own pocket. I don't get money from Fox or any other big news service. But if you can find a way or see a way to support us for as little as $5 a month in our locals community, it would be very, very, very helpful. And once again, that's just go to tpc4usa.com. It'll take you right to the sign-up page for our locals community. And that's the best way to find and follow what we're doing, Dan.
Steve Baker, one of my heroes, thank you again for coming here. And if we don't hear or see from you before, we'll do that next Tuesday, same time.
Got it. Thanks, Dan.
In a world gone mad, telling the truth is a bold move. Your anchor in this sea of chaos is TNN.